Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I know it's Saturday, and I wanted to let you know that we're on more affiliates across the country than during the week. So we're broadcasting into about 159 cities today. I know a lot of people are listening to us live right now, and we've got lots to cover. I've got you for 2 hours today. Wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about the protest, and we've got a lot of video coming up on Monday and Tuesday. There was so much of it today, friends, that my wife said, you know what, we're just going to have to upload stuff so that people can see what happened there at the Target protest in Buffalo, Minnesota here. And we'll show that to you on Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to show you as much as I can today. We're also going to get a couple people on the show today that were actually there. One of them's my son, and then another one's my son, and then another one's my wife, and hopefully some of those that were partaking in the protest today are going to call in, or they're going to jump on with us, one of the two. I also wanted to give a high salute to everybody that came to this protest today. Folks, I had people calling in from Tennessee saying, hey, listen, I'll jump on a plane at 3 in the morning. I'll be there. I said, no, just stay home. I don't want too many people, because if we have too many people, it's a small portion of room that we're going to have to operate with. And if it gets to the point where there's so many people, then it's going to be me just taking care of the people that have been there. But that's not what happened. We had a perfect setting. We had just a right amount of people that showed up. It was perfect today, friends, but we had people come from Michigan, my friend Bill. We had people come from Missouri, my friend Johnny. We had people from the state of Minnesota just popping up. They just heard about it. They stopped by. They jumped on board. Folks, do you realize the affirmation coming from the American people concerning this whole sodomite agenda is in the affirmative? One of the things that we realize today during this protest is the American people, you can go ahead and honk, you can give us thumbs up, you can say, praise God for you young people. There was old people out there too. You can tell us thank you all that you want to. You have to get loud. We need the law enforced against these criminals, and we're going to get to more of that in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to take the time to salute everybody that showed up. And folks, it was absolutely perfect. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page as well. And we wanted you to see the group of people that actually popped up today. On sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, when you get a moment, friends, do go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you'll see these pictures that I'm displaying right now on social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. One more time, thank you to everybody that took the time to come out today and exhibit to the county, to the state, and the United States of America, their love for our children and standing up against the corporations that mean to groom our children. We are not going to sit down and put up with it. And we made ourselves very clear today, very clear. And we'll get into more details in a couple minutes here. What I want to do before we get into the show, I wanted you to see this, friends, because what you need to understand is all of this sodomite agenda, Target is now, big corporations have now lost, in particular, Target has lost $15 billion in revenue. Why? That is the voice of the American people. I want you to understand. I know that you are inundated with lies and gloom and doom by the professors in the church today, that there's nothing we can do, but I want you to listen to the voice of $15 billion. That is the voice of the American people saying to Target, you are not going to groom our children. That is the voice the mainstream media does not want you to hear. I want to highlight the fact that this is government-backed. It's illegal, it's un-American, and it stands against everything that God established through common law. The Lord doesn't call this whole agenda, friends, this whole Pride Month, He calls it an abomination. Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, and look to the fruit of it in Jude 1, 7. Look to the type of people that you're dealing with, and you'll understand why the Lord calls them an abomination. In Romans 1, 24, through the end of the chapter, sandwiched in judgment, keep that in mind. And I want to give you a quote from President Truman back in the 50s. And I want to ask you, is this what you're seeing in your government today? And it's completely up on its head. It's backwards and it's illegal. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. This is what Truman said. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, that's what they're doing through censorship, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures. So in response, the more that they want to censor us, the more they want to suppress free speech, we'll take it to the streets. Put that up against Exodus 1, where the king that knew not Joseph, the Pharaoh during that particular time, afflicted the children of Israel. And Scripture tells us that when they afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. That's right. That's right. Let them multiply. Let them, friends, wake up those that still have not arrived as to where we're at today. Okay? Because many are still asleep, but many are awakening. He finishes here, Harry Truman did. He said, until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens, how about when a government begins to advocate the grooming of children? How about when they begin to indoctrinate children illegally through the federal government like they are today? I'm going to show you video today from Brainerd, Minnesota, concerning some of the content that's being shared with kids in public schools. They're painting the picture as to how to teach the kid to commit the crime, namely rape. Male on male. I'll get to that in a little bit. But your government is the one that is backing this. And keep in mind, friends, when you go back to Karl Deunitz, he was an admiral under the Führer named Adolf Hitler under the Third Reich, who was doing the same thing back then as they are doing today through the Fourth Reich. Ask Klaus Schwab, ask Biden, ask Trump, ask Obama, ask Bush, because they're all advocating the gay agenda. Our laws condemn it in every state. But what I want you to remember, this is the Fourth Reich in operation, operating through totalitarian methods, and what they're doing, friends, is they are zeroing in on your children. We're not going to have it. We're saying absolutely no. All those people that showed up at the protest today, they stood up with me and they said nope, and we're looking to law enforcement to do their job. That is our next step in condemning the crimes that they should have condemned a long time ago, because there is no debate. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theportsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I'm going to pull up my son here in just a moment, but what I want you to see, and you got to keep this in perspective. The governments in this fascist state, because that's exactly what it is, put it up against Isaiah 28, verse 18, is advocating these crimes against children. That's what this grooming of children is all about. In schools, now the corporations are doing it blatantly. They've been doing it for some time. These are all the warning signs that the American people failed to take heed to, and now it's right at their front door. And we have the statistics to show you that it's at the front door concerning the crimes being committed against children on a daily basis. Yet the problem they're having is it's against the law. And their objective is to erase the light, friends, so we can go back into the days of old. And it's no joke. That's why the Lord tells us to go back to the old paths in Jeremiah 6:16. I want to show you what they're advocating, and I'll prove the point in just a moment after I play this video for you on social media platforms. If you're listening to us live, I'm going to paint the picture for you. Here it is. There's a man here dressed as a woman, going up to protesters that are standing up and loving on them enough to tell them to repent of their sins. This man, by the way, that's dressed as a woman, wants you to know that he's not a white man, but he wants you to believe that he is a woman. Do you understand why the Lord calls them an abomination? Well, after you see this video, you're going to understand all the more as to why they call it an abomination. Because he does the unthinkable. Folks, they're committing these crimes because they don't believe that you would believe that they're guilty of such crimes. Yet they're showing you on a daily basis concerning the bills they're trying to pass in the United States of America. Just in the state of Minnesota, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they tried to gut a bill, and I believe they did it, incriminating men that make prey of children. And also keep in mind that these are the same people in the state of Minnesota, namely the governor, if you want to call him that. He's a communist. And folks, he sits there and writes onto legislation which runs in contrast to the United States Constitution. Remember, our Constitution is only made for a moral people, a religious people, a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It's interesting. Tim Walz is signing on to bills in the state of Minnesota and other governors throughout the United States. By the way, this is happening in the People's White House, entertaining men that have breast augmentation, taking off their shirt at the People's White House. So this isn't a thing that's being done in the corner. But the state governor, going back to him, is sitting there writing onto legislation with a little boy dressed as a girl right next to him. He's showing you what he's guilty of. And I am telling you, we are getting a good taste of why the Lord calls this an abomination. Because these criminals, and criminals they are, against God and man, they're not hiding anything. Look at this video. This is absolutely incredible. And this is what the government, by the way, right now is backing. I want you to check this out. Okay, we got a quick commercial. I got no sound pickle. I don't know if it's me or whatever the deal is. But folks, I'm going to pull this up in just a second here. It's pulling up an advertisement, and then that'll give Judas some time to go ahead and get this sound going for you. And here it comes in just a second. Look at this. Look at this man dressed as a woman walking up to protesters, men of God, protesting their crimes, taking a piece of metal and putting it into his mouth, painting the picture that he's giving them oral sex. Do you understand why the Lord calls this an abomination? Do you know why our forefathers dealt with them in such a fashion? Do you know why our laws are supposed to condemn these men? They're doing this in public, Americans. They're doing this in public. I don't quite get what the American people don't get when they sit down and give this a pass. What's worse than all of this, and I just got done protesting, just so you know, I'm still charged up here, friends. That's what preachers are supposed to do. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And those that are born in the smoke, those that are born in the fire don't settle for the smoke. So we have no part with that. But I do want to go back to the fact that your Defense Department in the United States of America, the Defense Department, your military, who they now have stacked, men dressed up as women, leading the branches of your military. They're weakening your defenses, Americans. 10 to 12 years ago, Brian Bender jumped on the radio program with us, who is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He had told us that during a ICE investigation into the People's Defense Department, the Pentagon, they found that over 5,000 members of the Pentagon were downloading child pornography. It's exactly what Hitler did through the SS. Masculine homosexuals. Exactly what Hitler did. It's exactly what they're doing here. This is what I wanted you to see. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. What is it? Department of Defense, yesterday the Pentagon hosted its 12th annual LGBTQ Pride Ceremony. We celebrate the honor and service commitment and sacrifice of our LGBTQ and service members. The DOD is committed to inclusion and using diversity as strength for our services. It does just the exact opposite. This is why I continuously reiterate the point that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Hey, folks, this is called daring the justice of God. Did you hear Henry Kissinger, by the way, speaking of the military? Tim Brown just posted this. It's an article of Henry Kissinger who said of our military men that they're just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. You know what he's calling for right now, friends? I believe Tim actually did this article. No, I'm sorry, Max Slavo, one of the contributors over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Infamous tyrant Henry Kissinger, he's a war criminal and he's a known pedophile, claims the U.S. and China are on the precipice of wars. Yep. And I'm here to tell you before it happens, because it's going to happen sooner or later. And don't forget about Russia. I've been saying this for 20 years. They're going to create domestic insurrection in America. Watch China and Russia. You hear the hissing of both those countries. Corruption within, the mainstream media are creating domestic insurrection within, and then you'll be attacked from without. Pay attention, folks. It's the Word of God, and it's judgment upon a people that refuse to take heed to His commandments. You want to give these people a pass? You're going to endure more judgments and more judgments and more judgments. Leviticus 26, start in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15. I'm here to tell you, friends, we're in it, and we're in some serious times. What I want to do is I want to go over to my son, who's on standby right now. He's got the gift of gab. Dad's very quick about what he does. But I want to go ahead and pull him up really quick. And he was at the protest with us today because we see what this is for. We see what it's about. And we see the corporations working hand in glove with the government and the mainstream media to advocate what only less than 1.7% of the population are actually living out to their lifestyle. Why is the media giving them all the attention? Let's go over to Buffalo really quick. I got Sam up online with me, who just got back from Wisconsin. He did went door to door with the representatives preaching the Word of God there, and then they went to a street protest. We showed you that video over the week. Sam, let's go to Buffalo, Minnesota today. What is it that you observed? It's all yours.
Well, I've seen a lot of people that were sick and tired of what they're seeing and sick and tired of talking about it. And enough people that had guts to show up and stand against what they so heavily advocate for with their words all the time. And I also seen a lot of useful idiots. I wouldn't say a lot. I don't want to give them too much credit. Some useful idiots that were showing up in counter protest to basically stand against us who are advocating, targets advocating for the sexualization of children. And where they're standing in the gap saying, leave the kids alone, right? And these people are over here standing against us, saying they're not grooming them, when in fact they didn't take the time to go inside a Target and see exactly what they were advocating for.
Oh, that's so, it.
Saying that, I've seen both sides of the spectrum today, but I'm honestly more than pleased with what we've seen today as far as the people that are willing to stand up, because we've had enough.
What do you think of the fact that in this county alone, in Wright County in Minnesota, that there's over 101 churches in this county, Sam?
Yeah.
And I've heard from representatives, I've heard from law enforcement, they're all asking the question, where's the church?
Well, exactly. That was something I asked today, too, on the megaphone. It's like, okay, we got all these people that are honking at us, they're giving us thumbs up, they're standing with us, but they don't stand with us. You know, they voice their stance, but they don't stand with us. And that was one of the questions I asked, is where are the churches? I believe it was 101, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Churches in the county.
Buggy, I got to cut you off really quick. I got to cut you off really quick. We're going to come right back. I'll pick you right back up. I promise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 50 million people in the southeast are preparing for severe weather this weekend. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning from Florida to the Central Plains. Excessive heat warnings have been issued for East Texas, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast. President Biden considers the reopening of Interstate 95 in Northeast Philadelphia the nation's top priority.
I told the governor, there's no more important project right now in the country as far as I'm concerned.
Biden provided an update on the reconstruction in Philadelphia, then held his first campaign rally with union members. The Supreme Court is postponing rulings on two significant issues until at least Thursday. Yesterday's opinions did not include decisions on affirmative action cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina. Additionally, opinions are still pending on two cases regarding President Biden's student loan debt relief plan. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, so I want to get back to Sam here. He was a part of the protest this morning with us from 10 to 1 p.m. And when we got out there, folks, it was kind of dead. And it's interesting. I got to say this, and I'll give it back over to Sam. It was interesting. And, Sam, I'll pull you up at the same time I'm bringing this up and get your feedback. It wasn't interesting when we first got there how everybody was driving in to Target on the right side of the road. And then once we got there, they started going from the right side of the road to the left side. They went on the other side of the parking lot to go in. You know why, friends? They were ashamed. They didn't want to see what they were supporting. Now, keep in mind, this is the squeaky wheel. Keep in mind that these corporations, in particular, Target, have lost $15 billion, and I want to ride that. That is the voice of the American people. It's just like the Second Amendment out there in Illinois. When the governor thought he was just going to go ahead and ban certain types of weapons, and all the 98, what is it, 90, I think it was like 90-some, I don't have the exact number, I believe it was like 97 counties stood up in the face of 101 counties and said, we're not enforcing these laws here. It's the same thing happening here, Americans. The only reason that they do what they do is because they know that you're going to let them get away with it. Buggy, what did you see when we first got there and just kind of how it transpired? And then go ahead and bring in the sodomites, the few that were there, and how that they began to operate. Because I think it's important for people to understand what they're in for when they stand up against them. What say you? Oh, hang on. My bad. Go ahead and say that again, Sam. You're up.
No, I was just saying, right when we got there were a lot of people that were going in, as you say, on the right side of the road. And I think a lot of that, when you talk about people being ashamed, I think that nails it, that hits the nail on the head, because, you know, they honked their horn in support of us, they'd give us the thumbs up, and then, you know, they would still go around the corner and go into Target to support them. So with these guys, but we're really being a part of the problem, and we know that, so that's why we're going to kind of go around the corner to do that. And that's not what we need to do. We all need to stand there, to stand against what we're seeing, not, you know, agree with somebody only so far and then only to continuously support them.
We also had the police come in. Okay,
right.
So it got to the point where some of the sodomites, they pulled up, they gave us the finger, they showed us how old they were. That's really what it comes down to. They have nothing to retort with. We had
right.
state statute on our signs condemning their crimes as well as with Scripture, and we were showing them there's no argument against the Scripture except unless you're guilty of the crime, an unholy lifestyle, as Spurgeon said, and that's exactly what we were dealing with. But then the police came in. Why did the police come in, Sam? Go ahead and share with everybody.
Just for a second, because the sodomites advocate for, you know, loving everybody and tolerance and not being hateful, when in fact they're the ones perpetuating the crime and instigating a reaction. Because what's funny is when people started coming over, they started picking a fight with our group right away, and we're there, exercising our First Amendment rights to peacefully protest, when the fact of the matter is these guys that are the victims seem to be instigating it. The police showed up, there was several verbal confrontations and the such. And I just kept thinking to myself, I mean, do these people not understand that they're literally contradicting themselves at every single point? They have people with these signs literally saying love, 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 tolerance, when they have their hitmen literally memorizing four words, bigots go to H-E double hockey sticks, F you, getting in our face, F you, bigots, go home, and I'm trying to figure out where the love was, first of all.
Yeah,
you know,
and then they have the audacity to call us haters and bigots, and that just gets to the point where you pick up the megaphone and you just keep preaching at them because you're dealing with irrational people. Folks, you can administer medicine to a dead man, but until the Holy Ghost comes in and revives them, that spirit of resurrection and conviction first to bring about godly repentance for violating God's moral law, Acts 20, verse 21, it all goes for naught, and that's exactly what we've seen, just name-calling, and it's interesting, is the police got involved there, friends. You know what? We were just waiting for him to enforce the law, and yet he just stood there and acted like these sodomites that are breaking the law, advocating the grooming of children, actually had a right to go ahead and be there. And I had to share with them, friends, that they didn't have a right to break the law. Liberty's the right to do what the law permits, said Montesquieu. He didn't say that we have a right to break God's moral law. God gives us our rights, and if we're going to obey him and live in the freedom that he's bestowed upon us, 2 Corinthians 3:17, then we better do what he tells us to do. And again, just going back and retorting, going back full circle concerning what's going on here, the way that they responded was just incredible to me. They didn't know what to say. We had women coming up, mothers, which, by the way, are the problem. Luke 7:35 comes to my aid. Wisdom is justified by her children. And if you want to know what the problem with the kids is look to the parents. And what are they doing? They're walking around. One lady came up to me, Sam, and I know you know who I'm talking about, and she said, you know, why don't you just leave the people alone? And I told her, I said, if you think we're just going to roll over in the face of what the corporations are doing, trying to groom our children, you better think again. We're not going anywhere. What were your thoughts concerning maybe some of the things that I didn't see?
Yeah, well, one of the things I want to point out, if I could just take 30 seconds to list a couple of these, was the fact that we kept getting shout-outs from them saying, basically, Target's not grooming children, the sexualization of children is not happening, we're here standing for kids, when in fact, you know, you're on the megaphone, you're reading some of these statistics, such as homosexuals commit about 33% of all reported child molestations in the U.S., okay, there's one, 73% of all homosexuals have had sex with boys under 19 years of age. I'll just list one more here. Many homosexuals admit that they're pedophiles. The love between men and boys is at the foundation of homosexuality. At least 20% of homosexuals approve of homosex between children and adults. So when you're coming at them with these facts, they literally don't know how to react. You're lying.
Yep.
Where it's like, we're literally printing off these facts. I mean, they're facts within the most literal sense, and they don't want to hear that, yet they keep shouting out, obviously, things that they have no comprehension of themselves. So I just thought it very disturbing how they kept saying that, you know, they're not sexualizing children. The children are not the target, when in fact they are at every single step.
Amen. Well, that's exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything worse than to stand there and watch a police officer hear what they're advocating for. telling on themselves right in front of him, and yet still standing there and doing absolutely nothing. You know, the good thing is, and I wanted everybody to understand this, I invited the state representatives, I invited the sheriff, I invited people that are in a position to change things, another representative from right-wing Minnesota, and not one of them showed up. Not one of them showed up, but these are the ones telling everybody all the things that are going wrong and how the left, as they call them, are zeroing in on their children. Now, what's important to take note of on a positive is one of the senator's wives actually came to the protest. And before I left, she was standing there with an EMT, and she said that she had told the EMT that my husband needs to meet Bradley Dean. No, he needs to meet real Christianity, those that are doing what the Lord has commanded rather than the other way around. And that's what people are seeing. They're seeing a bright light when people are willing to go out there and follow the Christ. One of the things that you were just talking about, Sam, was facts. Facts are stubborn things, as you well know. John Adams, who, by the way, is right behind your head, he said, "And whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passions, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence, and common sense does come into play here." It truly does.
Well, that's what they hate, is facts and evidence, because they just want to go out there and name call when they have no actual proof. They have no statistics that they have in their mind and their heart to basically they don't stand with the law, so they have to basically pull things out of somewhere that's non-existent, right? So they don't really have anything to stand on. They don't have a lawful leg to stand on. And when you show them that you do have a lawful leg to stand on, that's all they can retort to is name calling. And we've seen that in full force today.
Well, what did you see this guy that came out of nowhere? What did he do? He got up there. That's all he could say is F you. F you.
Literally. Bigots, haters. F you. We're going to stand here all day long. F you. F you. And when I'm saying that, I'm not being repetitive for the sake of the radio. This man, if you want to call him a man, right, was literally consistently saying that same exact phrase, F you, F you, F you, where it's like, are you kidding me? Did you graduate in third grade? What other thing do you know how to say when, in fact, there's nothing, there's nothing upstairs? And that's not name-calling. It's 100% factual evidence.
That's right.
Of proof that comes from their heart and out of their mouth.
That's right. It's an abomination. And by the way, folks, we were preaching law to grace. There was opportunities that we had as well concerning the young people over there. It was when the parents got involved, that's when the contention started. Those kids, and I told them, I said, you're being used in the hands of the corporations and in the states. I told the parents, I said, this is a usurpation of parental authority. You're useful idiots, and you're not paying attention to what this is all about. And I also said, on the other hand, to some of those that were obstinate, you're going to stand here and advocate the crimes of grooming children only means that you're guilty of it. And you better know they're guilty of it. And it was the older people that we had problems with. And if you look in Scripture, you can't find the younger people that were guilty of those sins. Matter of fact, when you look at the Old Testament, you can't even find that abominable sin. That was the unthinkable. America, what you're tolerating today is the unthinkable. Do we have little Quachi there, Sam?
We do. Christian in the house.
Okay, we're going to pull in my little dude here. He also came. He's 13 years old. He is a man now. And we're going to go ahead and ask him. Quachi, you got about a minute and a half to go ahead and share with everybody as to what it is that you've seen today. You want to go ahead and share?
So we just we went to Target. We were just getting prepared for everything, and then we just got outside and started to protest. And there's many people there that was saying, like, woohoo, like, you guys are doing the great thing, giving us thumbs up, waving at us, like, keep up the good work. And there's many people also that was giving us the fingers. And I was, like, thinking to myself, like, you guys are giving us all these praises, and why don't you help us protest these gay people?
Yeah.
And I think there's, like, only two cars that came in and wanted to help, like, for 40 minutes and then came out and then just left.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute, okay, Quach? I'm gonna go ahead and take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about a 13-year-old's perspective concerning the protest today at Target. We're going to come right back to you, Quach, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I see the callers up there. Just hold up with me. I'm trying to get through this. Talking about the protest today. It is complete. And just giving you some feedback as to what transpired today out on the streets. I'll tell you what, if you've never been to one before, you want to find a lot of life, that's where you are. The Bible says, to he who hath the Son hath life. Right? And Protestants were supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. And when you get on the offensive and you obey the Lord, he gives you boldness and strong confidence. Proverbs 28, verse 1. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull up my son here, 13 years old. That was a part of the protest today. And I just want to go ahead and ask you, Christian, what is it that you observed today at Target during this protest? Because, again, I know 99%, 98% of it was all positive, but the small percentage, the 1.7% of the population that's being used to war against our law, to undermine our law, it's pretty amazing when we sit back and watch a bunch of adults try to advocate for crimes making children a prey, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty ridiculous to say the least.
Yep.
So what
and
are
you... I want to highlight two things. So when I was protesting, there's this one lady over there who's screaming at these few people that I was trying to talk to her, and she wouldn't listen to anything that they would say, and this guy tried to offer like a book or a DVD or something, and then she started to smack him and just keep assaulting him, and I was thinking to to myself, like, you're supposed to be, like, peace, loving, and you're over there smacking that guy who's trying to offer you something.
Yeah, they're doing the opposite of what they declare, right? I mean, they were calling us haters and bigots, and it was interesting because I was telling them, and not so much the person that was calling me a hater or a bigot, hey, guys, this guy right here, Jesus told us the blind lead the blind, and if you follow him, you're all going to end up in a ditch. This guy is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks for the very crimes that he's advocating for right now. Pay attention to what I'm telling you, because he's lying to you. He's guilty of the crime. And again, that's all he could do is say, F you, F you, F you. It got to the point I said, man, guys, it sounds like I have a parrot here. But again, to see grown men stand back and advocate for the crime in the face of our children shows you that they are guilty of the crime. And again, a small, small, small portion. Kwachi, one more question, and then I'll take Mom on. So what do you think of all of what you've seen today? I mean, what was it that you learned in taking a stand? Was it hard? Was it difficult? Were you glad that you were there? I don't want to coach you in giving me the answer that I'm looking for. I just want your take on what it is that you've seen, because I've never asked you this before, even in private. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, usually when I remember the first protest I ever did, I was like skittish. I was just holding the sign up and just let the other guys do the talking. And then at the next one, I was just, like, starting to see what they were doing. I just started talking to the people that I was going into the Target. And, like you said, that one guy just came up. My brother was preaching to those guys. And then he started to tell them, like, to F off and all that other stuff. And yeah. Then you guys came up to him and said, really, dude? And then he just kept saying, F you, F you. And that's all he could say. He's like a parrot.
Yeah, and again, I think what's worse than all of that, and Kwachi, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and ask you to give Mom up to the camera, and what I want to do is I want people to see on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as to what is happening at the local Targets across the country, and then maybe you're going to understand as to why they've lost $15 billion up to this point. I am refreshing right now, okay? So just hang on with me. I am refreshing right now, and of course it has to freeze. Well, in the meantime, I'll just go ahead and show you, weekend listeners, that over the week, friends, they just made in San Francisco, the California crowns the first man dressed as a woman as Miss San Francisco. And the way the mainstream media puts this up, folks, this is what I'm talking about. These are useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin. They are advocating this like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. What you're looking at right now is Miss San Francisco. That is a man dressed as a woman. This is confusion by design. It's all purposed. Red Voice Radio also took the time to warn the American people. And this is Biden, all ages, White House pride celebration. Pride made angels devils, friends. Don't forget Augustine said that. Was worse than we thought. Men dressed up as women. And they have breast augmentation, and what it is, friends, they have fake breasts, and then they have their Speedos on showing their genitalia, and then they have the audacity to sit back and play the victim. This is a man, folks. This is what the government is backing. This is what corporations are trying to push on you. This is a man.
And I would just like to say
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Topless in Washington, D.C. is legal.
Going topless.
And I fully support the movement in freeing.
I fully support the movement, folks. And just, again, when you look at this, I'm sorry I have to show this to you. But it's what the people in this country are taking upon themselves because they do nothing against it. This is the Capitol. I'm sorry. This is Washington, D.C. This is Biden shaking hands. Here's the man dressed as a woman with his shirt off at the People's White House. Folks, this is teeing up this country for judgment. That's exactly what this is. It's exactly what it is. This is happening in the People's White House. Have you had enough yet? Because I know I have. I want you to see what they're supporting here at Target. Literal Satanism. Pentagrams. The word Satan on on T-shirts. I'm planning on social media platforms right now. This is blatant. This is what they're doing. Starbucks is a part of this. Converse is a part of this. Cracker Barrel's now a part of this. Chick-fil-A's now a part of this. This isn't something that's not going on right in front of our faces, friends. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do on the other side of this up-and-coming break, I got 4 minutes left on this, and I'm going to take Stephanie. But what I want to do, friends, is I want you to understand that they're always distracting you from something. You should see what they're teaching kids in public schools. They are painting vivid pictures as to how to educate the kids to commit the crime. And then once the crime is committed, what do they do next? Well, they go ahead and throw them in prison for as long as they're tolerated there. So without further ado, Stephanie, what was your take concerning the Buffalo protest in Minnesota today?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the church needs to be in action and demonstration. Thank goodness Jesus didn't come and lay out a welcome mat and say, all welcome. He went out in the highways and the byways, and we're called to seek and save that which is lost. In fact, it was Spurgeon that said, have you no desire for others to be saved, then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that. And it's been reiterated over and over and over again, but the shameful conduct, I mean, it literally is, when you've got a grown man literally standing in your face, you know, like Sam mentioned, you mentioned, saying F you 50 times, and there's women and children around, and then I look at the women who are holding up these gay pride flags, and it really got to me. I looked at her and I pointed at her and I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. You probably have daughters and you are for this. I mean, if you think about it, Target also lets, you know, grown men change in women's dressing rooms, also use women's bathrooms. So you could have some 63-year-old pedophile pervert changing in the same dressing room as some 2-year-old child trying on a bathing suit for summertime. Yep. I mean, and these women are standing there with smiles on their faces, okay to advocate this. And I can't reiterate this more. They have no basis for their argument. See, what we have backing us is the word of God. It's not our word even. It's God's word. So we have a foundation in which that we can stand upon. But these people, because they have a baseless argument. They have nothing, no facts, no anything to back up. All they can do is call you names. And they always preach about loving and tolerance.
Yeah.
The most intolerant, unloving people, literally, that you can imagine, screaming vulgarities at you, telling, this is public property, get the H out of here. It's like, do you even hear what you're saying? Public property means we have the right to be here.
Yeah. But they don't. Just hang on a second. They don't. They don't have a right to advocate lawlessness.
Right.
It's a crime. We were showing the people in the county the crimes that were being committed and advocated by these people. You cannot groom children. It is a felony. You can go to prison for a long time in this country for these crimes that are being committed, but they're trying to normalize them in their stores. And one of the things, too, Stephanie, I wanted to advocate for and give voice to is the fact that like you said, they have no leg to stand on. I was also addressing the employees that are just saying they're doing their job when they're not, because without the employees doing the biddings for the corporations can't advocate their agenda.
They're literally just parroting their catchphrases over and over and over again. Oh, we stand against hate, we stand against bigotry, when all they're doing is promoting hate and bigotry. And even, too, this one guy, he was yelling out vulgarity, he said, a separation of church and state. It's like, you don't even
That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for him to open his mouth. And then once I talked to him, he shut it really quick, and it was probably the best thing he did. We got hour two coming up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.